Question six. What is the English name of the constellation represented in the Subaru badge?
Now, I will say I knew there was a constellation in the Subaru badge. I knew it was stars, so I feel
better
about that.
I feel less dumb for this. I also accidentally read the answer for this already, so I can't help you.
Oh.
But what constellation name
is it? Why is there an R after that sentence? They just mistyped?
Apparently.
Or is it a hint?
It's not a hint.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in that.
What is the name?
What is the name of the constellation?
Big Dipper? I don't know.
That'd be really funny.
That's Little Dipper, Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Name one more constellation. Name one more constellation.
The one I just read for this?
Yeah, name one besides that.
There's a bear one.
Maybe.
Welcome back to the Throw Puddle Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Jacob.
Welcome back to the show, episode 51. I know we said we weren't going to start naming episodes.
And now we're naming them again.
Well,
welcome
we know
to
we're in order this
51,
time.
Episode 51, hopefully.
We got a problem with the order before, and then we fixed it. So,
yeah, we had
anywho.
It was a whole thing. So, yeah. So, this week.
What's new with you? I cut my thumb really bad.
How did you do that?
I wasn't wearing my garage shirt. No, I wish.
You went full Zayden? And
yeah, right. No, this was not a drill. I got the little flap still on.
This was not a drill. So, we're going to take a car quiz together, everybody.
Chaotic start.
It is pretty chaotic. Welcome. I hope everybody's having a good week with their cars. Hope nobody's breaking anything. Yeah. If you have any cool projects that you've done recently, post it up on the Third Pedal Podcast crew page on Facebook.
Yeah, so it's up front. Yeah.
Yeah.
Places you can find us, thirdpedalpodcast.com is the best. We got our shop in there. Awesome, super cool merch. We got this OG sweatshirt. We got, not the hat. He had a hat on before. Yeah.
We got all the stuff. We got hoodies, hats. We have the garage cool shirt, the best thing ever. It's the shirt designed to get dirty. The only shirt designed to get dirty.
Yep.
With lifetime warranty too. If you break it like Zayden did, we send you a new one. We normally want it to come back and have it like on a wall of fame, but his involved a lot of blood. And so we didn't want that.
Yeah, that was, yeah, that was a so.
Yeah, we got patches too. That's the other cool thing.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, I can't wait. Like for,
get like a track
for whatever,
suit.
For, yeah, denim jacket or tracksuit or whatever, a little Third Pedal Podcast patch. So yeah, I have a car quiz lined up for us today. The title of this is You'll Probably Fail This Difficult Car Quiz.
Look at the, from the cover of that with the car with the brain.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
Hey, can you
shout out to Jalop?
Turn your brightness above zero.
Down.
Thank you.
Wow, it gets that bright.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, so
went over here.
There's multiple rounds. We are not going to do most of the rounds, and I'm going to demonstrate why. Which That's governing body developed and implemented the first onboard diagnostic requirements in the U.S. in the 1980s?
Don't care.
Yeah, there's like those type of questions.
Yeah.
They're so in depth.
Round one.
We're not going to do that. What we're going to do, I have three rounds picked out for us.
Okay, good.
I think we might pass one of them, but we're going to see. So everybody at
not
home,
setting a very high bar.
No. And I'm going to try to keep tally of what we score along the way because we've done this in the past and we've guessed and said, we think we crushed it and we failed miserably. So we're going to start here. We're going to go with, you guys follow along. Let us know what you get. We're not going to do car badges because that one's crazy. JDM questions are crazy. We're going to start with this. Round four. Know this part?
Good.
Give referencing us some pictures. From photos. So I need to start taking notes here. So question one. Do you know this part?
That's a clutch. Unless it's a...
The other part of a clutch? I know what it is. Do you know what it's called? This is what happens when you don't drive stick shift cars.
I know. It's not... It's... Okay.
So there's the clutch.
Pressure
the clutch,
plate? Is it
pressure
called?
Pressure plate.
Okay.
It's correct, I believe. Let's see. Uno. Pressure plate. Boom.
I didn't look at all the other ones.
Question number two.
Oh, that's a drum brake pad.
Yep. I think they're called brake shoes.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Brake shoes. Are you going to check it?
Yep.
I'm going to squint so I don't see it.
Brake shoe.
Okay. Nice job. Woo! Nice job. Nice job.
Yeah, that would be smart of you to just read
yeah,
all
quick,
the other ones.
Power read them.
Question three. What is this guy? It's from a Willys Jeep.
Is that a valve cover?
I believe it's a valve cover.
Oh, yeah, because it's got the little spark plug.
The only
Johnny's
thing I
there.
Don't know is if there's less than a valve cover on an old Jeep, but I'm pretty sure it's a valve cover.
Oh,
it's a cylinder head.
What? No.
I'm calling... Eh.
That's the valve cover, though. The cylinder head is under that. That's the cover.
Right.
It's not all in one, is it? On a Jeep? On an old Jeep?
It could be. That's the thing. I don't know if, like... stuff was exposed, so like if this was in there and then there was a cover on top of this where there's spark plugs and you've got like this is where the valves come through. I don't know if it's maybe that.
Could be.
Except I thought they would push rod it. I don't know. Well, one wrong. We tried.
All right, one wrong. We're doing okay still. We're doing
next
okay.
One. Oh, we got this one down.
Turbski.
It is a turbo, right?
Yes.
The thing that's making me concerned.
It's weird that it's backwards like that.
Yeah, it's laid weird, but definitely a turbo. But
yeah, that's we're looking at the hot side of a turbo.
Giant turbo. Correct.
Is that giant? It's hard to, there's nothing there to.
I thought it was very
to
small
scale
from the photo.
Yeah.
Did you think it was small?
Yeah. I'd say it was at least average.
It was average. This one. Five.
Oh, that's a thermostat.
Thermostat. See, this one's not bad. Thermostat. Boom. Yeah. Correct. Six. What do you guys think this one is?
What is that?
You don't know what it is? It has to do with the drivetrain.
Yeah. Oh, is it a drive shaft knuckle or something like that?
It's called a U-joint.
Oh.
Yeah, so this is the thing in between that the two knuckles go on, and then there's bearings in the end of each. So as the yes. drive shaft flexes, it can go around.
Okay.
You're looking at a U-joint.
Correct. Universal joint. Interesting. I don't know that I've ever seen one of those.
No? If I had my GPR.
I was gonna question why it isn't in the shape of a U, but you just answered that question. Universal.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the same exact thing. Yeah. Two yokes. This is what's replaced by when there's like a CV axle. That it's the different thing. A U joint's just the 2 points of contact. I think CVs are three. And there's two. There's ball bearings in between each thing. If you've ever had one of those explode, see the inside.
I have not.
That's what they look like.
Oh, fun.
Number whatever. Seven.
Bullsh.
I don't know what this one is. It might be
like a carburetor cover or something.
I was thinking maybe ignition coil because it's got the electric tabs coming off of it.
You're right, old school ignition coil.
I don't know though. What do you think?
Let's go ignition coil.
Okay.
Ignition coil for $10, sir. External voltage regulator.
Ah.
I will disbelieve anybody who says that they got that correct. There's just no. I mean.
Unless somebody has that car, yeah. Probably pissed off piston got that right.
Yeah, right. It's and, like I've changed a million of those things. Yeah.
red rock resto. And eight. I think I know what this one is, but I'm not totally sure.
That's got to be like an old fuse box, right?
No, I think this is the inside of an ABS unit.
I think
this is what it looks like in there.
Because it's all of the hydraulic cylinders.
Yeah, with all the little actuators.
Okay, let's go ABS module, right? Module, ABS module.
It is.
Yeah, ABS control module. All right.
So out of 8 points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of 8, which is not too bad. Better than we've done previously.
Yeah, not bad.
Actually, it's 75%, isn't it? That's pretty bad.
But not bad.
Passing.
Passable.
Okay, so that's the easy part of this quiz.
Okay, all right.
So now, what was the other part of this I wanted to do?
I was going to say we zipped through that one quick. So there's another module or another round GDM questions.
I don't think it was that one.
A lot of text.
Like, let's
That's
try.
A lot of words.
Too bad I'm not reading them. Okay, so this is going to be car badges. 8 questions.
Okay, okay. The one you said we're not going to do.
We're not going to do great. Yeah, the one I said we're not going to do, but I guess this is the one that we were going to do. So, number one. What animal sometimes appeared, often in groups of three, on Ford badges from the 1950s to the 1970s?
What animal sometimes appeared
often
in groups of three on Ford badges from the 1950s to 70s?
I have no idea.
Cougars?
And I accidentally saw the answer to this, so I can't chime in.
Cougars?
I don't know.
Well, you said you saw the answer to it.
I know, right? But I can't tell you. You have to guess.
Oh.
We have to be authentic to our...
Cougars.
Cougars. Okay.
Right? Because it's a... Wait.
Oh, no.
Is Cougar Ford? Cougar was Ford, right?
I don't know.
A GM thing?
All right. Let's... Final guess? Cougar?
Yeah, Cougar.
Cats, tigers will accept large feline. I'm going to allow it. I think that's good.
That's partially correct.
I had no clue. So I don't know how you got that.
Well, the cougar logo was like three cougars.
Was it?
I think so. Oh, they're the three lines, though. That's what I was thinking. Maybe back in the day it was.
Well, we got it right, and that's all that matters. So, question number two.
Interesting.
What are the birds on the Cadillac crest?
Those birds?
That was my follow-up question.
Seagulls?
I don't know. I was going to say cranes for some reason.
Let's go cranes.
That seems like something Cadillac would do.
Can we look at the Cadillac logo real quick?
Maybe. Our guess is cranes, just so everybody knows. We guessed legitimately before we... Oh.
Ducks.
Okay. So we guessed birds.
Since when are there... Wait a minute.
I've never seen that before.
Me either. This is a very intricate crest.
Merlets, related to martins.
Fake. Not a real bird. Birds aren't real.
Nope. Birds
Next.
Aren't real.
This is the Cadillac crest. What does the Cadillac crest mean? I mean,
not even
why
ducks. Does it have ducks? Do they have an answer on that?
We're going to the depths for you guys. Merlets, commonly known as the ducks. These birds appear in trios to symbolize the Holy Trinity, with three on one side representing the nobility of the mother's lineage and the other representing the father's noble lineage. The use of the birds come from the time of the Crusades. Hey, Cadillac.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Wow, that's surprisingly deep. Which
so
also
the Cadillac logo is an adaptation of the coat of arms of the French explorer Antoine de la Mothassoire de Cadillac. Oh, so it's like, that's a long name. Antoine de la Motte Suez de Cadillac.
That makes me like the Cadillac logo a little more, that it came from that. Well, let's not go down a whole rabbit hole here.
Wait, we have to now.
No, we don't.
Okay. He's the governor of Louisiana, or was.
Wait.
What? That's what I'm saying. So they named Cadillac after this guy, Antoine de la Motte Cadillac.
I bet you're pronouncing that 100% correct.
French explorer adventurer in New France, which stretched to eastern Canada to Louisiana on the Gulf of Mexico.
That's horrible.
Back in the 1600s.
All right. So question three.
Where the heck did they get the inspiration for that? I'm just so bamboozled. Like,
that's confusing. How did he end up becoming like, let's just call it Cadillac?
Yeah.
It's like, what are we going to learn next? It's like GMC's actually like Jermaine, Maricruz,
yeah, right.
Charleston.
They're all. Yeah, they're all. Well, because there's like Cadillac, Michigan, and that's where they started building them, right? Or am I totally off on that?
I don't know, dude.
All right, we're going to go too far.
All right.
Sorry, guys.
Question three. What's going on in the Alfa Romeo badge?
That's the whole question. Yes. What's going on?
So there's a snake, isn't there?
No, that's the Abarth one, I think you're thinking. Oh, no, really? that's the
isn't
Scorpion.
Isn't that the one? Yeah, the Abarth is the
Wait,
Scorpion.
Which one is this? Alfa Romeo. Oh.
Is that a car company?
I don't know. Okay. I have zero visual.
I thought that there was like an olive like right branch and there's like a snake. I don't know what's going on.
If you were holding a gun to my head and said, draw the Alfa Romeo logo, I couldn't even give you one attempt. I have zero idea.
Take the gun and finish the job myself.
And we just looked at Alphas this last weekend.
Yep.
We just looked at them.
Yep. So
I have zero idea what their logo is.
A dragon, snake eating a moor, a dude, man, or a baby. Okay. What? A dragon eating someone. What in the world?
What? Since when is that the logo? This feels like one of those, what's it called? Mandela effect? Where it's like...
Okay, so the Cadillac like logo is
inspired by... The peanut
guy
definitely has a monocle, but he doesn't. Or the Monopoly guy like has a monocle, but he actually doesn't.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah. No, so apparently Cadillac is inspired by the Crusades, and Alfa Romeo is a dragon eating someone. Question four.
All car manufacturers are part of the Illuminati. That's what we're learning.
Okay. Question four. What car maker has Question four. What car maker has a turtle in a puddle of urine on its badge?
Come on, dude.
Follow-up question. What one has a turtle in its badge?
Yeah, and why is it in a puddle of urine?
I don't even know. Do
and
you have
they're
any
like,
clue?
You're in a... Whatever car it is.
Turtle. I like turtles.
Let's do... I like turtles.
I have to guess. No clue.
I have zero clue.
It's got to be something European, right? Because I didn't even think of that.
We're on one today.
Oh my gosh!
What's a European brand? Even it's not BMW. It's not Audi. It's not Volkswagen. It's not Lamborghini. It's not Ferrari. Yeah, let's do process of elimination. European brand? It starts
Renault?
With a C. Renault. Okay,
Citroen.
Let's go Renault. Let's go Citroen.
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 Right.
That seems like a
what question is this? Four. Gordon Keeble.
Not a real brand.
Look it up.
Not a real brand.
Wow. Okay, I would have called that a sea turtle.
Why is it?
So it's just a.
Why is it in its
turtle and urine?
Pee. No, is that? Are they just being funny? Like, oh, it's in its pee. Because then you could also say that the Ferrari logo is a horse in its own pee because it's yellow.
I don't know, dude. I don't know. Let's just move on. That's weird. What was the Oldsmobile badge supposed to be?
What is the Oldsmobile badge?
I think we're allowed to look up the Oldsmobile badge.
What was it supposed to be?
If you guys have scored any of these correctly.
Okay. Oldsmobile. Are they saying it was supposed to be this?
No, I think it's the new crest, the new logo, like that. I think that's the one that we're asking about.
Is Oldsmobile still around?
What was the Oldsmobile?
They're gone, right?
They're gone.
Oh.
Oh, but was it this one?
Is it supposed to be like a jet?
That's like a plane, right?
Yeah, is it supposed to be like a jet? Let's go with plane.
I would
some
guess
type
plane.
Of aeronautical
yeah.
something.
Five. Plane. Five. A rocket.
A rocket, okay. All
I'm
right.
calling that good.
That's supposed to be a rocket?
That one kind of makes more sense as a rocket to me, honestly. It looks like spacey.
Super cool. So beer, clothing, or like sports memorabilia.
Yeah, beer, a brand I'd like to see. Jetsons.
A rocket. Okay, a rocket. Yeah.
Cessna.
kind of a rocket
as
well.
You see the Cessna logo?
No, is it like that?
Yeah, you know Cessna, right?
Where did this come from? This looks like a Marlin.
This is the Cessna logo.
Oh yeah, it looks that's probably copyright.
Yeah, then,
this looks like a Marlin. This looks like a fish. Yeah,
fishing company.
Yeah, Oldsmobile.
Can you save that picture? I gotta put that in the episode. Question six: what is the English name of the constellation represented in the Subaru badge?
Now, I will say I knew there was a constellation in the Subaru badge. I knew it was stars, so I
feel
better
less
about that.
Dumb for this. I also accidentally read the answer for this already, so I can't help you.
Oh.
But what constellation
name is it? Why is there an R after that sentence? They just mistyped?
Apparently. Or is it a hint? It's not a hint.
Okay.
Don't get caught up in that.
What is the name?
Yeah, what is the name of the constellation?
Big Dipper? I don't know.
That'd be really funny.
That's
Little not
Dipper,
that one.
Little Dipper, Big Dipper. Name one more constellation. Name one more constellation.
The one I just read for this.
Yeah, name one besides that.
There's a bear one.
Maybe. There's like a dude stabbing a lion in the face, right?
There's Orion something.
Oh, Orion's belt.
It's not
oh,
that
is it
one,
Orion?
Though.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
It's the name of a car.
Oh, is it? Oh,
yeah.
Is it Subaru? No.
Taurus, or however you say that.
Pisces?
Clydes. Taurus, which is very weird that they chose Taurus, but that's what they did.
That's Taurus.
There you go.
The guy falling on his face?
I guess.
And Orion shooting him? Why is that the Subaru?
Who knows, dude?
Wait, this is the... Wait, is Taurus supposed to be a bull? That would have been a way cooler Subaru logo. Why did they make it just like a few stars?
They actually, though, they've nailed. Think about where their audience is today and like who it is. It's all these outdoorsy people. They have constellations like looking at the stars. They nailed that from before they had an audience.
That is pretty cool.
So good for them.
That's the original.
Mm-hmm.
So bad.
Pretty cool. I mean, look at how we had different opinions on that. Look at over time. They've stayed consistent.
They have. Give them that.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cool if they had a bowl, though. Do you want me to give you this?
I'll find it.
Okay.
Question seven.
Okay.
What?
We're not doing well at all.
Yeah.
I got way too much false confidence on question one.
Yeah. Question one really set us up to fail, and we guessed and got it. question seven. What is the Hyundai badge supposed to be? What is the Hyundai badge supposed to improbably represent?
Oh, it's literally, I thought you were just making a joke.
Yes. No, it says improbably is in represent. The question.
What is it supposed to represent?
We're talking. I know it leans forward.
Oh, okay. It's supposed to mean like progress or something like that?
Maybe. Probably not. It's probably way more
out
of
left field. Look at the
Hyundai logo. Yeah, take a quick gander.
Hyundai. Oh, man.
Careful what you Google. Dang it. You found what it represents, I bet.
That's really cool.
That explains it,
also,
though.
Also very creepy.
Very, very creepy. So if that is correct, let's see if it is.
Two guys shaking hands. That's what it represents.
Two dudes shaking hands.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's exactly what it says. Question eight. What is the image on the Lada badge?
The what?
Yep. Google. LADA. Currently a car brand.
Oh, it's like a ship.
It's a boat, right?
Yeah.
Gotta be.
It's like a cool badge.
Like a Viking ship?
So why is there like an S and it's Lada?
I don't know. Lada. Let's see what it is. I'm guessing boat.
Yeah. Oh, is this like a Russian car
a boat
company?
Or a ship?
Okay.
Boat. Dude, or ship? We got three questions right. Okay, so Lada. Out of eight, we got three.
So these are the Ladas. Kind of dope. Not gonna lie.
That's cool.
It's pretty sweet.
It's like a better looking Bronco.
2020 Lada Niva gains more comfortable. Oh.
Interesting.
That's kind of cool.
I like
it. Why don't
we
get those here?
I want it. Where
That's
is it
like
from?
A Bronco. I think it's Russia or something.
Is it really though? You just threw that out there with no
Well,
education.
I just saw the block type script.
Oh, fair. Russian government.
Okay.
It was acquired by the Russian government.
Is that what it said?
Yeah, read that. Wow. Reacquired by the Russian government in 2022. Bummer, dude.
I don't think we're going to get them.
Nope. Ukraine's got them now. Okay.
Oh, it's the most mass produced automotive brand in Russia. It's like the car. It's like the Ford of Russia.
Interesting.
I don't know if Ford is the most mass produced car here, but it seems like it would be.
Interesting. Okay, so I have one last part of this quiz. We're not going to score ourselves on all of these.
Okay.
We're just going to see if we can guess any. They're
okay, cool.
Very
yeah,
random car stuff. Okay?
Random car stuff, at least one Indian car. And at least one Indian car.
Who knows why, dude? So round five. But we only did three.
Are we going to link this quiz in the description?
Yeah, I'll probably put the link. I don't want to have to edit all this stuff.
No,
so you guys can follow along with us.
Yeah, because there's a lot more.
Any of these?
This is round five. We're only going through three of them. So
There's five total rounds. There's 60 total points you can get with this. Spoiler alert, we're probably not breaking 20.
This is like a college exam or something.
I skipped the harder ones, too.
What?
There's some nutty ones.
Okay, let's do this one and then go back to one of the hardest ones and see if, like, what it's even like.
Yeah. using only wipers that have actually appeared on production cars, what's the theoretical maximum number of wipers a car could have? So what they're saying is you've got like Saabs have headlight wipers.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So
I thought I was trying to think of like how many could you stack side by side?
I know, right?
With the window geometry.
So I think if you've got headlights, you got two.
Yep.
Okay. You got two on the windshield.
And so you got four. One in the rear.
Five. Is that it?
Five. I guess you could have four on the front.
How would you have four?
Fog lights.
Okay. So
do
four.
They do fog light wipers?
Five, six, seven.
Seven.
Total.
So using only the wipers that have actually appeared on production cars, what theoretical maximum numbers of wipers do you have?
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen...
thought of this question?
I don't know if I've ever seen fog light wipers, though, now that I'm saying it. So theoretically, five. Right? Theoretically, five. You got headlight wipers,
yeah.
Windshield wipers, and the rear window wiper.
Let's see what we got. 15? Don't look at this. You don't get any other answers. Three on the wind... Three on the windshield.
That appeared on a production
car? On an FJ Cruiser. Four headlight wipers.
Oh,
from a
one.
Fiat or an E23 BMW. Okay, so they had one on each of their little headlights.
Oh, I see.
Two side mirror wipers.
From
the Nissan Leopard.
That's hilarious.
Two side window wipers from a bunch of JDM cars, I guess.
Interesting.
Four rear window wipers, inside and out, from a Lancia.
Oh, inside would make sense because it kind of fogs up on the inside
what
sometimes. What
in the world? Okay, so we were... considerably off.
They should make a production car that has all 15 of those.
That would be
your wiper motor's bad. Which one? Well, it's one of 15. We're gonna trace it down.
A funny render, dude. Okay, question two. What car maker's name is a verb followed by the noun that is the projectile that when shot causes that verb?
This is like one of those
ow!
What are they called?
Tongue twister for
your
brain?
No, those things that you feel in like verb, noun, adjective.
Oh, Mad Lib?
Yes.
Yeah. So let me say it again because I read it a couple times and I think I get what they're saying. What car maker's name is the verb followed by the noun that is the projectile that when shot causes the verb? So their name is a verb followed by a noun.
Dodge? I don't know.
Well, so what I was thinking was slingshot?
Oh, that's a manufacturer.
It's not a manufacturer though.
Car maker. Yeah, you're right. That's like a model
of
a car.
Yeah. That was the only thing I got anywhere near it though. I
have zero
think of anything.
Car maker's name is a verb. So the name is a verb followed by a noun. Okay, so it has two names. Followed like by a noun that is a projectile that when shot causes the verb.
Like sprinter is sprinting, but that's not it doesn't fit this at all. I'm just trying to think of any car names that are verbs.
I have no idea, dude.
No?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. If you guys know, then
you're smarter than us. To Pierce Arrow. Ah.
All right.
I've heard of that. Have you not heard of that? Pierce Arrow.
We're using cars from the 50s now? 30s. That feels like cheating.
Okay. Oh, this one we might know. Question seven. How do Volkswagens, Mercedes-Benz, and other German cars often label their fuel gauges? Not E and F. I know this because my Porsche has this.
I know it's like reserve.
Yeah.
Is
R and F.
R and F, yeah.
Yep.
Is it RF?
I believe. Seven. Oh, one of one is for full and R is for empty. I forgot that. BMWs have that.
Yeah.
They say one of one.
Yeah.
And then they say one half when it's halfway through. Yeah, we're not going to know that at all. So some of the crazy questions.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, I just read
that
through
quiz.
That. Yeah, just giving up on it. I mean,
give the technical one.
The other ones. Okay, the first question of the whole quiz. Name three most common types of lithium ion battery cell geometries found in modern electric vehicles.
Nope.
No clue. Which governing body? Oh, we did that one already, I think.
You started reading it, but I don't think you got through the whole thing. That's okay.
What is the name for the part of the car that supports the base of the windshield and the dashboard? Which types of cars, named the body style, tend to suffer from shaking in this area, especially when driving over uneven surfaces?
Is that like firewall?
I don't know, dude.
Oh.
I have no clue. Maybe firewall. That's what I was thinking. So yeah, I don't know.
The total drag force
all over the
in
place.
Pounds acting on a Porsche Taycan turbo driving 75 miles an hour. Given that the Taycan's drag coefficient is 0.22, its frontal area is 25.1 square feet, and ambient air density is 1.225 kilograms per meters tripled. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Which is one
cubed
Newton Oh my goodness.
So yeah, this quiz is something else. Thanks a lot, Jalopnik. If you guys, we'll put the link below if you want to take it.
Do you want to phone a friend and call dad and see if he knows that one? He's an engineer. He might be able to figure that thing out.
I think he's busy right now.
Oh, okay.
That would have been funny though.
Phone an engineer.
Phone an engineer.
That's wild.
I have a better quiz from them that I think we're going to actually be able to do.
How far could your Corvette go if you went 100 miles per hour on the highway?
So here's their American.
100 miles.
If you're going 100 miles 1 hour, how many miles did you go? Going for 100 miles. The world's stupid right now, so take the stupid quiz and see what kind of car you are.
Let's do it.
This feels more our speed.
Let's
do
it.
Follow along with this one.
What kind of car are you?
What kind of car are you? So you can't look at this because I have to ask you questions, and then I'll determine what kind of car you are. So
look at these ugly cars up.
Question one. This is going to determine your country of origin. What did you have for breakfast?
Protein shake.
Is not an option. So should I go either just coffee, nothing?
I'm going to do coffee.
Just coffee?
Yeah, that's fair. That was the majority of it.
Two. Don't look at this yet. It's going to determine the body style.
Okay.
What month were you born in?
July.
Okay.
What's the next question? My social.
What is your mother's maiden engine type?
That was real.
Engine type. Your preferred cookie?
It can chocolate either be chip, obviously.
Well, let me give you the options.
Okay.
Nut or butter, Oreo, Thin Mint, Nilla wafer, chocolate chip, or pecan sandy.
Obviously, chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. Okay.
What's a pecan sandy?
They're delicious.
Oh, okay.
I
want cookies.
Now, the engine layout, preferred ice cream. You have the option of
chocolate,
vanilla, mint chocolate chip,
mm-mm,
Neapolitan.
Nobody likes mint chocolate chip.
Sherbert. Agree chocolate. On the mint chocolate chip thing.
Yeah, that's not real.
Nobody likes mint chocolate. Mint chocolate chip is like the Lamborghini SUV of ice creams.
It's the communism of ice cream.
All right, chocolate, you said?
Yes.
Okay. You are building a weird car, my friend.
Am I, though?
Yep. Engine location. What color is or was your hair? Black, brown, red, blonde.
Brown? Right?
Remember? Yeah. Right.
Check my license.
Yeah, let me see your license real quick.
My license says I'm a bro.
Driven wheels. What Muppet do you most relate to?
You're going to need to name them.
Kermit, Gonzo, or Janice?
I don't. Gonzo, I guess? What's Gonzo?
Do you know what Gonzo is? I don't.
I don't want to be Gonzo.
Okay.
Also known as the Great Gonzo. Oh. Or Gonzo the Great. Muppet character is known for his eccentric passion for stunt performance. Yeah, Gonzo.
That's the one?
Gonzo, that's what's it. Don't like that nose.
Gonzo, that was mean. What's the last digit of your age?
Six? Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Is Gonzo dating a chicken is the second Googled thing.
Best feature. Which of these scares you the most?
Oh, boy.
A giant spider.
Okay.
A zombie, vampire,
not real.
Bad aliens, dragons,
not real.
Hey, none of these are real.
Big spiders are real.
Dragons, Sasquatch, or an evil clown.
Ooh. So zombie, vampire, Sasquatch, aliens.
Yep.
Dragon. Giant spider, dragons, or evil clown for sure.
Right.
That's the only real one.
Mile.
That's because it's the spider and the clown realistically are the scariest because they're the most real.
Right. If the rest of them were real, which one would be the scariest?
I don't know, dude. They're all killing me so quick. So I feel like I got a chance against a spider or a clown.
Not if it's a giant spider. Have you seen Lord of the Rings?
Oh, one of them?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I thought we were talking like Australia.
No.
Oh.
No, I think if we're saying giant, we're taking liberal.
It's like 6 foot. Yeah.
And then this is going to be the fatal flaw of your car. What superpower would you want the most? Flight? Super strength, indestructibility, invisibility, teleportation, laser vision.
I feel like those last three are for creepers.
Yep.
Super strength, obviously.
Super strength. That's hilarious. Okay, so.
Oh, no.
Your car is from Germany.
Okay, fair.
It's a van.
Oh.
It has an 8-cylinder inline engine.
Okay.
Front mid-engined.
Okay.
Why did I write Gonzo? It's rear-wheel drive.
Okay.
Add that
so
in
it's here. A panel van.
Yep. It's rear wheel drive. The name is a made up word that you're going to come up with. Its best feature is it's fun to drive, but the fatal flaw is you can't find parts for it. What's it called?
The box again.
The box again.
Sounds right.
Love it.
Volkswagen box again.
Oh, it's a Volkswagen now.
Well, it's got to be.
It's a Morgan box again.
A Morgan box again. There we go.
Morgan's also German. Shouldn't do that. That. It's all Irish.
What? Isn't it British?
Morgan?
No. Morgan car manufacturer?
Oh, I was saying our name.
Oh, yes. Obviously.
We are. Yeah, no, it's definitely a British company. So there you go. There's your car.
That's what car
so
I am.
We could whip through it with me real quick. So I would, what I had for breakfast was coffee. So I would be
your
also.
Toast.
I don't think toast is in here. That's not in here.
Oh.
I had coffee. I'll go coffee. German. The body style would be a 4-seat convertible. The engine type would be 6-cylinder. And a V. So V6. Cool.
Okay.
Engine location would be front mid. It would be also rear wheel drive. How old am I? 27, I think.
Aren't you 29?
Oh, I'm 28. I'll be 29 this year. That's it's funny. Named after a sport, which scares me the most.
It's definitely named after the clown. A sport. What
fun,
does that mean?
Fun to drive, but flight. It rusts horribly. All right. So my car, it's German, 4-seat convertible. It's a V6, front engine, fun rear wheel drive. So that's a fun car. It's a convertible V6.
Better than the box again.
Right? Better than the box again. It's named after a sport.
How do you know it's named after a sport?
What's the last digit of your age model name after a sport?
Oh, okay.
What would I name it? And then it's fun, like, it's fun to drive, but it rusts horribly.
I feel like the LaCrosse is like a great name for it.
Oh, that's a good name
right?
for a car.
That's a good car name.
Okay.
Well,
so we've got
soccer.
The Morgan LaCrosse in the box again.
Yep.
LaCrosse in the box.
That's awesome. A car company going under quick.
That's
rusty
not,
and you can't find parts for them.
Yep. It's going to be great while you got it. But
yeah,
right. So anyway, so there's, so we'll post this one up. In here too. Let us know which cars you guys,
yeah, you guys
end up with.
Kind of silly, but it's fun.
Very, very silly, but very fun.
What else we got?
Regular topical stuff. So I recently learned about this car company. I didn't even know it existed. Our good friend Ryan told us about it on his show. He said he fixed one of these, and we, wanting to not look like idiots, said, interesting. And then we said, what is that?
Yeah.
He told us. So apparently they're coming out with a new one. Talking about Bizzarini,
which
apparently
is,
they're back.
With two Z's, two R's. Bizzarini.
Didn't know they left.
I's.
But they're back with a V12 powered hypercar called the Giotto.
Dude, it looks insane.
It looks very good.
Called the Giotto?
That's called
a sweet
Giotto.
Name, too.
So it's a 5300 GT Revival Series.
So to give some background, Bizzarini initially was some designers and mechanics who broke off from Ferrari to start a competitor way back in the day.
Yep.
So still around, which is more than you can say for most of those types of companies that happened. That was like super common back in the day.
A coach built car that's like built like that and unique. And yeah, it's interesting that they're coming back. So apparently the brand was revived in 2020. This article is from February of this year. So I don't know for sure what the timing on anything is for this.
Dude.
But they've got some sick shots with it next to an old version.
That's an old Bizzarini?
Yeah, that's a 1960s Le Mans version.
That looks
compared
awesome.
To the new one. So it features carbon fiber bodywork, of course, inspired by the original. Up front's the same center mounted badge, flanked by dual vents, which is kind of cool that they're keeping all of that there. LED headlights, obviously. It's a reimagining of the 5300 GT's B pillar and wraparound windscreen. Which I want to see now proof of. Okay. Because it's got the whole, kind of looks like a Koenigsegg almost
it
in the middle.
It does.
Like
yeah.
It's got
that's
that,
what, yeah.
The cockpit kind of feel to it.
All of these like super hypercars are kind of starting to look similar.
Yep.
Which is hard to get away from. They all didn't. That looks exactly like a Ferrari, the old one too. So
this is like a meaner Supra. It's a Supra.
Yeah.
It's got a V12 engine paired with an 8-speed dual clutch transmission.
Sweet.
Pretty sweet. Just trying to find any more details on it. I think that's all they got in here. Additional details. The new car pretty close to the chest. Company says further technical information will be revealed later this year. So that's pretty interesting. Speaking of cars that apparently have demand, I have one that apparently does not have demand anymore.
Okay.
Which is pretty sad. So the Audi TT is going away.
Oh.
After 25 years.
Wow. That's a long
time. I didn't know it was around that long.
Yeah.
Although for me, like 2010 cars still feel like newish.
Yeah. They're not that old. Yeah.
So, but those are all more than a decade old now.
Wow.
So yeah, the TT is going away. They've got some final editions. I guess they've got 6 versions of it.
It's the same.
No, yeah, it looks the same. It's the same final generation, I guess. There's no TTRS for this final version,
which
is kind of sad.
Yeah.
But they've got the TT, And the, which one was it? TTS is going to be out too.
Oh, okay.
It's going to come standard with the technology package. It's got the full digital dash like your S3 does. Yep. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have. They've had that.
So yeah, it looks, I mean, it's a cool setup. Obviously a really cool car. The TT has been an interesting, like, I remember when it came out, I feel like everybody just joked that it was just Audi's bug because it kind of had that same look. It looked to it.
Very similar.
But yeah, and then they've done some interesting stuff with the engine over the years. They obviously had the TT RS, which was a crazy sweet version of this thing. Very, very light. Did it have the RS3 drivetrain or was it like the S3? It was the RS3?
Yeah, it was the 5-cylinder.
Wow.
And they made it into manual for a little while.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty sweet car. Still front engine though, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I
didn't know for sure if they were ever.
Yeah, it's interesting because like they could have elongated it a bit and thrown that even the 4-cylinder in the rear and had sort of an interesting like entry level supercar type of feel, sort of like they used to do with the MR2 and the Fiero and like different stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that would have been kind of interesting, but I don't know that there's a market for that necessarily.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think
because that actually would have been, now that I say that, those older cars, as far as newer cars go, that would be very similar to like an Alfa Romeo 4C.
Yep.
4-cylinder. Rear engine sports car.
Yep.
What else is similar?
Oh, that's a coupe.
There's a few others like that, right?
Yeah, there's a, I mean, it is.
Like that could have been a good competitor for something like that.
Yeah, I mean, even.
Pull the tail out a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, if we, the other stuff we've
It'd basically just be a mini R8 though. But they are getting rid of the R8, so that would have been a kind of interesting, more eco way to sort of continue
that. Well, because it's like R8. Like maybe that would be in like Supra and like Nissan Z and like in that having these two-seater performance kind of cars.
That could have been in that category.
Yeah, it's weird that they're like getting out of two-seaters completely. Mm-hmm. They're going to only go to sedans and stuff. I mean, they'll have like
sedans, wagons.
5 series or something that's a coupe still, but like bigger 4-seat cars.
Yep.
So we're bidding farewell to the TT. Kind of a bummer. It's a cool car. It's a very weird car. The newest generation looked obviously the best of any of them, I think.
Yeah.
Other than you can't argue with that old school, the cowboy-inspired leather interior from the early 2000s one. We'll put a photo in. We had that one up a while back.
I don't know who approved that.
Yeah, who okayed that at all. But yeah, so TT's going away. It's been 25 years. It's a cool car. I think they learned a lot from it. Hank definitely pushed the limits of that thing. So it'll be interesting to see that. You make a good point, though. I forgot they're getting rid of the R8. They're getting rid of this. I wonder what their next move is other than the obvious like EV stuff. I wonder if anything
they can't just go all e-tron. Like Audi's whole thing is like performance,
right?
Like cool engines and performance.
Well,
like the Volkswagen Audi group, that's who made the V10 that's in the Huracan.
Yep.
They're part of the Lamborghini stuff too.
Yep.
Like especially the modern V12s, like they're part of that. So it's kind of interesting to see where that's going to go.
And it's interesting because they've been doing like their Le Mans cars are like what are they? They're big diesel, they're TDI hybrids. So they like use a diesel engine, or they used to. They used to be diesel electric hybrids. And it was like, so that was always a really interesting like thing, but they've never
crossed over.
Yeah, I don't know. Other than, I mean, I don't know if it's just not efficient or what, but it seems like that would be a really cool thing, right? Yeah. To have like a little diesel generator.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like Dad was saying a while back.
Is that how they do it? They're like, the diesel's a generator?
Yeah. Because it's the same. I mean, that's how submarines work and that's how trains work. Like, they're diesel electric generators. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. I just learned about the train thing recently.
Yeah. Wow.
I guess trains are now turbine engines, Dad was saying.
Yeah.
He said you can hear them start up like a jet, which.
Yep. Yeah. They get going on diesel and then they switch over to turbine.
Yeah.
I think.
And which is sweet. So yeah. So, anyway, so speaking of turbine engines, the TT is no longer. It's been a chaotic episode. We're going to have the links to all the quizzes below.
Yeah.
Definitely take the What Car Are You quiz.
Yeah,
that one's
going
to be interesting to see where everybody lands. There's some weird options in there.
Yeah.
I kind of dictate where things are. Like you're kind of pigeonholed from the beginning on your birthday. You don't have a choice on what kind of car you are.
Yeah.
So van, convertible, two terrible cars. just kidding. Tyler wants a van really bad. but yeah, take the quizzes. If you guys score anything on that other Jalopnik one, this whole like crazy trivia, have to be a car guru to know anything.
You got to be like a legitimate smart person, not even just a car guru.
Like historian and mathematician and scientist and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you gotta take
be
that,
the Dos Equis guy to get that thing. You gotta be the most interesting man. Right. You know all of history of cars, you know all of physics and car math and all that stuff. Or maths as they call it.
And then now we learn too, apparently the Cadillac, just because you still have it up, the Cadillac logo is based on a crest that has to do with the Crusades. So weird. Well, anyway, thank you guys for joining us this week. As we said at the top, definitely join the Facebook group. Check us out. If you're on like Spotify or YouTube, or if you're on Apple Podcasts, you listen to us on Apple Podcasts every week. We've got other content out that you guys can check out.
Yeah.
We're posting different types of, I mean, like vlog type stuff, working on our cards. We're getting into like our summer projects now that the weather's getting a little bit better. I hope it's going
to
stay. I don't
starting,
know. It's all over.
To get decent.
This was recorded a couple weeks back. And like I drove, it was like warm one weekend and I rode my motorcycle. And then like 2 days later, we got 8 inches of snow. So like it's all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. Our YouTube channel is going to have a lot of that. TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff will have it too. Different clips of working on cars. Definitely join the Facebook group. The
Third Pedal Podcast. Share your project. Crew. Share what you're working on. Share this with your friends.
Yep.
And all listen together.
Yeah. Third Pedal Podcast Crew. The link for that will be below too. Check it out. But yeah, if you join, you got to share your car or what car you want or what you're into on there first. But definitely interact with everybody. We post memes, videos, things like that. What you see in the wild. There's some, I'm on another page called If You Squint, It's Mint. And it's just random sketchy stuff they see in the wild. So I'll share stuff there of it occasionally too. But yeah, check it out. Thank you for joining. And we'll catch you next week.
Peace.
We'll be right back.